The Voice of Jerusalem presents Yuval Shomron's program, Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron coming to you from Jerusalem. Psalm 33. Sing for joy in the Lord, O you righteous ones. Praise is becoming to the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Sing praises to him with a harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy, for the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth all their host. This is one of those short psalms which is just packed full of praise. I'd like to look at one word mentioned in verse 3, skillfully. No less than 6 completely different root words in Hebrew, not to mention a number of variations on those roots, are translated in our poor English Bibles as either skillful or skillfully. It seems to have been an easy word to grab off the shelf for translators. However, there is so much more depth behind some of the original Hebrew ideas. For instance, in Psalm 33, the word used is hetivu. It can mean with quality or excellence. So why not say, play excellently with a shout of joy? Actually, any Israeli reading it would think, play to the best of your ability with a shout of joy. In other words, do a good job when you are singing to the Lord. Our next skillful word comes from 1 Samuel 16, verse 16. Let our Lord now command your servants who are before you. Let them seek a man who is a skillful player on the harp, and it shall come about when the evil spirit from God is on you, that he shall play with the harp with his hand, and you will be well. In this case, the word used is yeda, or knowledge. So we could say, seek a man who is knowledgeable on the harp. Not just some guy who picked up the instrument in his spare time, but someone who has studied it. The following verse gives yet another angle to skillfulness. Exodus 26, 1. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twisted linen and blue and purple and scarlet material. You shall make them with cherubim, the work of a skillful workman. Not surprisingly to anyone who has studied the intricate instructions for making the tabernacle, the phrase chosen here is ma'aseh choshev, or the work of a thinker. You may have marveled at some or other portable device such as a conference display, a large plasma screen, or even a traveling medical clinic. These are nothing compared to the movable tent of worship carried around in the wilderness by the children of Israel. It was both beautiful and foldable. It must have taken quite a thinker to design its parts without a slide rule or a computer. The next combination of words is particularly wonderful to me. Exodus 28, verse 3. And you shall speak to all the skillful persons whom I have endowed with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister as priest to me. In this case, our insufficient skillful replaces the magnificent phrase Chachamei Lev, or wise ones of the heart. This is another one of the many examples I've often spoken of where a word communicating head knowledge is used in English, where the Hebrew actually verbalizes a condition of the heart. I thought of a good example to emphasize this, since we are talking in this passage of a garment used in a spiritual service. What bride would want her wedding dress designed by an architect? Rather, she wants someone who appreciates the tenderness, beauty, and lasting meaning of the ceremony. Jumping right ahead in our study, let's read 1 Chronicles 5:18. The sons of Reuben and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, consisting of valiant men who bore shield and sword and shot with bow and were skillful in battle, were 44,760 who went to war. This army, who were skillful in battle, were in Hebrew lomdei milchama, or students of war. They were skillful because someone had taught them to be so. In the following example, we again leave the studies and refer to a more inborn approach to the idea. 1 Chronicles 15:22. And Hananiah, chief of the Levites, was in charge of the singing. He gave instruction in singing because he was skillful. Here in Hebrew it actually says, he gave instruction in singing because he understood, based on the word mavim. Whether Hananiah simply had years of experience in singing or a natural gift, we don't know. But he definitely knew what he was talking about. I'll end this treatise with another reference to singing, which I propose does not necessarily apply to all of today's Christian music scene. Psalm 47, 6-8. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is a King of all the earth. sing praises with a skillful psalm. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. Here the word replaced with skillfully is maskil. The translation here is very simple. It should say, sing praises with an intelligent psalm. After saying, God is king of all the earth, and following with, God sits on his holy throne, how could we possibly include anything silly, worthless, or self-indulging in our lyrics? Whether we are composing music, doing work in God's house, or preparing for war, we need to be skillful, or in other words, excellent, knowledgeable, thinking, understanding of heart, studied, and finally, intelligent. May God grant that we fulfill these definitions. Amen. Shalom, shalom from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.HebrewHighlights.com.